Are you willing to be interviewed for the media?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. What brings you out here today?
Well, you know about the cuts in the university and public education.
Tell me about it.
Well, in the West Contra Costa School District, they are cutting $10.1 million this year after laying off about 170 staff and teachers last year. They've increased our class sizes. They've decreased the amount of time the kindergarten teachers have for preparation. They've given our teachers furloughs. They've cut their spousal medical benefits. And that's just as an example in West Contra Costa. A year ago, they were threatening to close 10 schools. And what happened is they ended up closing 7 schools because we fought them on it. 1,000 people turned out and forced the city of Richmond and San Pablo to cough up $1.5 million each to keep schools open. That was based, some of that money was based on the money supposed to come from Chevron's Proposition T, which was $15 million to the city of Richmond. They went to the judge, and the judge said Chevron doesn't have to pay. So where's that money going to come from next year when that first 1.5 mil runs out from Richmond? So Richmond is back on the chopping block. And this is not the end. This is the beginning of an international crisis of capitalism where they have to drive down the conditions of working people in the industrialized countries to meet the conditions of working people in Mexico and across the third world. Because capitalism no longer needs us here. As an educated class, we've become disposable. That's why they're destroying the CSUs. That's why they're cutting out Latin American and black students from the universities and driving out hundreds of classes across the state. So we're here to fight for public education. We're here to demand the destruction and replacement of the regents with democratic student workers control. We're for free public education from pre-K through adult education, and stipends for students that need them, and remedial programs to bring everyone up to the level. Right now we have 167,000 prisoners in the state of California. They cost $47,000 each a year. We spend $7,000 on each of our students. This is all wrong and backwards. Why are we filling up the prisons? Because we don't have jobs for working people anymore. Why? Because it's more profitable to export capital overseas than it is to put people to work here. Capitalist system is the reason that we have this crisis. And until we get rid of the capitalist system, we're going to have unending crisis. The 1950s are not coming back. The dreamland of the 1960s are not coming back. Disney World is going to stay in Southern California. The real world is Detroit, Michigan, where they mowed down the productive forces. And we're seeing it right here in NUMMI, where 4,500 workers are getting kicked out of their jobs next month. We just heard it on the radio this morning. Obama stands by when 75 teachers in Rhode Island are thrown out of their jobs and says, I stand by them. Nobody looks at the fact that young people in Rhode Island are highly poisoned by lead, and maybe that's why they're not doing so well in their schools. Did Obama look at that before he jumped on with Arne Duncan? No. He just said, oh, bad teachers, fire them. We're here to say that's got to stop. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Okay, sure.
Hi, how come you're out here today?
I'm out here today because...
to get honked at.
Yeah. Well, I go to UC Berkeley, and I've watched over the last few months as we've rapidly moved towards privatization. I think, you know, the strength of UC Berkeley is that it's the greatest public university in the world. And if we're privatized, we're just another Stanford. I think it's a symptom of a larger problem with California, and that the public good is being destroyed by a lack of support from the state. And that's because we do not have democracy in California. A minority can block any budget or tax bill. So I'm here today getting signatures for the California Democracy Act, which is a ballot initiative that will restore a majority vote on budget and taxes, just like every other state has. And I encourage you to go to californiansfordemocracy.com, and you can find out more.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Could you tell me why you're out here today?
I'm out here because I think that we need to work together to make this a juster society.
And I think education is something that we have to fight for. We need to reform the tax structure in the state so that we have enough money to pay for the basic services people need. My sign says it all. End California's tax shelters, fund public education and social services. There's different ways of achieving that. Doing it peacefully and doing it so that we support each other's rights of free speech.
Well, we're certainly practicing some free speech at Berkeley Liberation Radio, and you can feel free to say anything you want on that station.
That's all I need for you to say about
it. Okay. Thanks for your time.
I work at the Bancroft Flybrand campus, but I'm proud to be out here today.
Okay. Are you going to get in trouble for being out
I'm
here?
I'm taking a vacation day.
Ah.
This is not a labor union strike. If it was, I'd be on strike.
We're out here in numbers. We have brothers and sisters behind us that you can't see right now that are rallying.
We're here to defend and protect public education. It's going to be accessible to everyone, not just a few people who can afford it.
We don't think people should have to take out loans and be in debt for 20 or 30 years to go to college. People make money from student loans.
You know who makes money from student loans?
People who sit on the Board of Regents make money off of your student loans.
But guess what? We know that. And we're going to out them, and we're not going to let them make money off student loans. They're the same people who are voting to increase tuition. Do you think that the people who are voting to increase tuition by 30% should be making money off student loans? That's what's called a conflict of interest, people. So they should resign.
Yes.
We need to democratize the regions.
Right.
We need to take back the university for the people.
This is a public resource. We are the public. Get used to it.
We're not going away. This is what the public looks like. This is what democracy looks like. If you're a student right now and you're feeling
Thank you.
don't even try to apply to UC because you won't be able to afford it. Is that what we're going to tell them? Don't strive for excellence because you're not going to be able to pay for it once you get here. Is that the kind of message we want to send to our high school students right now? I had another friend pass by me the other day and she said, I don't care about that. I don't care about what you're doing. I told her, I have my bachelor's degree. I'm out here for you. It's kind of true. Graduate students right now, we're in the UAW, we're in the university, we're the union for GSIs, tutors, and readers on campus. We're supporting the undergrads. We don't think it's fair that you should have these fee hikes imposed on you. We don't think it's fair that you should get a lower quality education because classes have been canceled, professors have been forced to be on furloughs. We lost phones in our department because of the budget, but we don't have phones. They're trying to impose a fee on B space right now on people. They're going to try to make money any way they can. And we're here today to tell them that it is not acceptable and that we will fight them every step of the way. We are not going to give up this fight. This is too valuable a fight for us to give up. This is the future of California. And we're here to say that we want it diverse. We want it strong. We stand in solidarity with UCLA students and UCSD students who have had to endure a terrible, terrible racist attack on students of color down there. That's unacceptable. That's not what we want UC to stand for.
Sisters and brothers, my name is Charles Raxis. I'm a public worker in the state of California. I work with the Interunion Organizing Committee at the Department of Public Health. We're here to bring you a message of solidarity from state workers because we know that this is the same struggle and it's the same fight. We are in a class war, and it's something that we have taken not time to recognize. Warren Buffett told us last year, we're in a class war and my class is winning. His class is winning because we haven't started fighting back yet. Today in Portugal, there's a general strike shutting down all of Portugal. They know that they're in the same fight that we're in. When we see the sanitation drivers driving by with their hands on the horn, or when we're standing at the overpass with our sign and people are honking at it, when it says strikes, not furloughs, we know that that's a lie. The public does support the public workers. It's the media that does not. One of the most important things that came out of this movement so far are the demands that came out of the Northern California Conference, calling for free public education from preschool through university and to adult education. This poses the question of whose university is it? Is it the university of the regents and the corporations, or is it our university? This is going to take a massive fight. One day strikes, one day picket lines, one day of action, no matter how big it is not going to turn it around. The two-thirds majority vote in the Congress, in the Assembly, even if that's overturned, that will not turn it around. If you get Jerry Brown in there, that will not turn it around. We see Democrats like Newsom firing 15,000 city workers and telling them, we'll hire you back at a cut in pay. We know the Democrats are not our friends. It is going to take massive, statewide, indefinite strikes for us to win public education and quality education for all. Now in the state, what we have in the state of California is a year of furloughs, cutting state workers for 15%. This is intolerable. The governor said, we will end your furloughs, but we're going to invite you back and take away that 15%. You're going to have to work the full 40 and get the 15% cut in pay. This is not acceptable. How come we're not fighting this? Because our leaders are not in the mood of fighting. The unions were built by fighting. fighting through strikes, by shutting down and occupying factories and places of production. That's what won the so-called middle class standard of living. But our unions today are so tied into the Democratic Party and so tied into the go-along to get-along method that they are not capable, their leaderships are not capable or willing to lead the fight. We need to revitalize our union movement, make it democratic, throw out these bums that tie us to the Democratic Party, and make a fighting workers' labor party to drive out the capitalist class from our leadership and from our Congress and from our administration. We need to set up our own organs of democracy. So this is the beginning. We hope that we turn this into massive strikes across the state, across the nation, indefinite, and that is how we're going to win. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at your bicycle with your trailer, and you got all this. You got a cordless phone. You got an iPod. You got a mixer. You got a battery. You got loudspeakers. What's going on?
Well, it's a full-on bicycle sound system powered by a car battery.
Uh-huh.
And your iPod and intercom. So you take this, give it to somebody else, they can go make announcements.
Oh, okay.
Full-on mixer.
Doubles as a PA system.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's a subwoofer that takes care of the bass. Very loud, very...
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Yeah.
Take care of everything else.
Okay, and what kind of tunes do you have for people?
Fun stuff, dance, things people can dance to. That's what I'm hoping for. Then we get the march started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And do you intend to go all the way down to downtown Oakland with this thing? Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
And have you encountered resistance from the police?
Definitely. I came here at 7 a.m. and started playing music at Sather Gate, and they said that we have a sound ordinance. I didn't know about it, but apparently you cannot play sound unless you have a permit, but only during the hours of 12 and 1. So I'm trying to actually find out where the campus ends. Exactly.
Ah.
Which I'm pretty sure this is city property, but I'm
right.
Not sure.
Yeah, you're off campus right now. Yeah.
And this would be perfect.
So now the BPD can jack you up instead of the UCPD.
Of course.
First of all, I wanted to ask you about your face makeup.
Yeah, it's a face paint. We wear this so that to represent the death of public education, as well as to commemorate like our ancestors, because this struggle has been going on for our ancestors for a long time. You know what I mean? It's still this kind of structure is like just another form of colonialism keeping our people down. So that's why we wear this face paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a skeleton. The school.
Right, I recognize it from the Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, correct. That's another thing. Yeah.
And what sort of struggle have you encountered being a UC student?
Well, first of all, the first departments that are targeted are the ethnic studies and Chicano studies and all like liberal arts. And so basically they're trying to cut our history so that we don't learn our history, you know what I mean? So those budget cuts really affect students of color directly more than like any other students. Second, so a lot of AB 540 students, which are undocumented students, who are some of the brightest kids that I know, and they're my friends, personal friends, they're not going to be able to come back to Berkeley just because now this institution is being privatized. So we just feel like education is a public good, you know, and the more people get educated, the better our society is. And this is a very sad thing that there's going to be budget cuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to the listeners of Berkeley Liberation Radio?
No, just keep the struggle alive and join us in solidarity.
Okay, and you intend to march all the way down to downtown Oakland today, is that right?
Actually, as Mitch at the UC Berkeley, we're going to be going to San Pablo University, but we're in solidarity with the march. We're going to go to the community to bridge that gap between the university and the community, because oftentimes the community doesn't know what's going on up here. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be going door to door in a couple minutes.
Okay, so you're all headed down University Avenue?
Yeah.
And is there a spot at San Pablo and University where you're congregating, or are you just going to spread out once you get down there?
Once we get down there, yeah, we're just going to be spreading into four groups and like knocking on doors and yeah, spreading the information. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your time.
No, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Why are you out here today?
My name is Midnight Matt. I'm here as a representative cop watch today, just making sure that the police don't mind their P's and Q's while students and others exercise their free speech rights, which exist even here on UC campus, whether the administration wants to believe it or not.
I've found sometimes even the UCPD can be even more brutal than the BPD or the OPD.
That's quite right. They're really not, as having had lots of experience with them during the infamous Memorial Oak Grove treason, I can say they're about, it's about all the good for is being attack dogs. When it comes to like the finer points of police work, they're pretty bad, but they're very good attack dogs.
Not so good at resolving conflicts.
At resolving, actually solving crimes, gathering, putting together evidence, and that, the follow-up stuff, they're pretty bad at. But the stuff on the street where they're brutalizing people, that they're good at.
Okay, and tell me about Cop Watch and what you folks are doing.
Okay, what we want to do is establish is to set an example and advocate for citizen oversight of the police.
And that goes back to the days of the Black Panthers in the 1960s.
Yes, they were the original Cop Watch. That was kind of the original Cop Watch model. That's who we drew inspiration from. And Thursday next, up over at Ashkenaz, we're having our 20th anniversary.
20th anniversary of Cop Watch?
Yes, at next Thursday, that'll be the 11th of March, starting at 7:30, I believe, over at Ashkenaz.
And what time does it start?
7:30.
7:30, okay. And do you have some entertainment that's going to hit the stage?
Don't know that just yet. Don't have the list in front of me. But I think you go to the Berkeley Cop Watch website, berkeleycopwatch.org. The information will be there.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.